We are audiostack.ai.
Combining AI writing, the best synthetic voices,
with production and delivery.
Be it ads, podcasts, or VOs for video.
Just like this ad. How would you utilize AI audio? For free.
Go to audiostack.ai/contest.
Give us just a few details.
And you could replace this spot and be heard by millions.
See webpage for T's and C's. audiostack.ai/contest.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Okay, welcome to another episode of Crazy Fitness Guys Healthy Living Podcast. I have my friend Elisa Bloom, who's going to talk about, I don't know what we're going to talk about. Anything that goes today. Let's go.
That works.
Anything that goes today. So welcome aboard, Elisa.
Well, thank you for having me. I'm Elisa Bloom. I am technically, or by hat trade, I'm a dietitian and health and wellness coach. And I work with food and mood to help you feel better, but using behavior and lifestyle approach. So it means it's realistic. I work with what you got and work to try to help you feel better, bring up energy, lift up mood, enhance your focus, and especially getting a lot of requests as how to do that with the holiday and given the way the pandemic is going. So that's been my call to task as of late.
Do you get tired of all the whole pandemic stuff too?
Well, I think everybody has their thing, right? So I know personally, I think every couple of months now, because this has gone on for a while, every couple of months, it seems that I need to regroup and I have to practice my own advice. So it's, I confess, I don't always eat so stellarly and I am not 100% plant-based, for example. If you think about a dietitian who's supposed to be vegan or 100% plant-based, it's definitely better for you to include more plants. So anybody that I work with, come in contact with, or speak about, we want to try to get more plants when possible, but you don't need 100% approach. So back to the pandemic frustration-ish, I'll look at my diet. I will, happy to talk, you know, things like tips, things that you can do. I will try to make my life easier, as I try to do a lot with people I talk to. So for example, the fresh or frozen fruit and vegetable dilemma. You don't have to find everything fresh, which gets harder, of course, in the winter seasons. I know I'm in the Chicago area, so we're losing daylight pretty much as I speak. And frozen is a good option. Just want to make sure that you don't have any additional additives or preservatives, because that will affect brain function and focus, folks. And that's something you have to consider. So I will stock a freezer with a couple more bags of fresh frozen fruits and frozen vegetables. I'll add the frozen vegetables to omelets, for example, or I'll have a cup of frozen fruit for a snack, things like that.
That's funny. I learned in my nutrition class in college, this was in one of my majors before I switched in total five. I'm guilty.
That's it.
It was funny. I learned in the nutrition courses that frozen fruit holds their nutrients longer than fresh. Fresh doesn't always mean the end all and be all. And like, just because it's fresh doesn't mean it's not going to lose its nutrients.
If you think overnight. About going to a grocery store, you get an overripe banana. Well, if you froze that banana when it was more fresh, it would have more nutrients. So things like that.
And yeah, I it's funny. I actually thought I knew a lot about nutrition going into my nutrition class. I failed the first test.
Was it the chemistry?
It kicked my butt, what? and I still got out with an A- in the class.
There you go. That's saying something.
There's a turnaround.
Exactly. And a lot of times it's people don't realize. So, you know, you want to be able to maximize what you're eating. So I'm sure you, like every American, and just especially with people who, I think people underestimate how rotten poor food choices can make you feel. And KFC. Sometimes, yeah. And it's a subtle effect too. So, okay. You have the occasional something that you've chosen that you may have overindulged and boom, you're just out for the count for a while. But there's also the subtle effect of how mostly preservatives and additives affect the brain. And then you'll notice maybe 2, 3, 4 days in, what's going on? I don't feel as good as I used to. And that's a classic symptom of inflammation. What is inflammation? It's that white noise in your body. And it has it manifests in so many different ways. And one of those ways is just don't feel good, kind of bloating, achy, tired, lethargic, can't.
There are so many ads these days wherever you go. There are ads in movie theaters, on TV, on radio, and on billboards. So why would you want to listen to ads in a podcast? Subscribe to the Crazy Fitness Guy Premium Podcast to get these exclusive benefits. Listen ad-free. Behind-the-scenes access. Access to our free Facebook community. And so much more. Become a premium member for only $5 per month. To learn more about the Crazy Fitness Guy Premium Podcast, go to crazyfitnessguy.com/healthylivingpodcast or click on the Premium Podcast link in the show notes. Now let's get back to the show.
Focus, lots of food cravings. And that's what people are gravitating to right now, especially in the pandemic.
Well, that's how I felt on Sunday. I noticed with myself, I've been tracking all my stuff I've been eating with MyFitnessPal, and over the years, I have over like 200 something days logged, and what's funny, I noticed that when I eat a lot of sodium, not intentionally, I mean, I had a big meal at lunch, I had a big meal at lunch or something like that. I noticed that I start getting headaches and my stomach gets all bloated, and I was like, this sucks. This does not feel good.
And it interferes with your day, don't you think?
Yeah. When I got home, I was like, I even said to my mom, I was like, I'm in a grumpy mood. I'm not sure why I'm grumpy, but I'm grumpy.
And I don't know if you could think back to that meal, but if you specifically added salt to your meal to taste, or was it something in a box that probably had not just the sodium or salt, but if it has a paragraph list of ingredients, probably not your best first choice.
At a restaurant, and so I never extra salt anything at all. I don't know how much salt they put in the recipe or sandwich or whatever. No, I don't know how much it put in there, but I was like, yikes. I think my head was ready to explode, and it's like, ow, ow, ow.
I have news for you. It could be more than just the sodium in the food. So, you know, there's so many different angles of how food or nutrients or things that people put in or additives that really don't make us feel well. And it's hard to pick apart sometimes what or decipher or pinpoint what exactly that one it thing is. Sodium is definitely one of them. It can make you feel bloated, can make you feel tired. Generally, if something has sodium in it, per se, in a restaurant, so say that it's a protein source dish, so piece of salmon, turkey, chicken, something like that. they could be injecting flavorings into that, which has not just salt, but a lot of preservatives. And the one thing that those preservatives do is they go right to the brain and they affect focus, they affect mood. And those are the ones that I really, really try to hit especially when I work with people, is just to try to eat outside of a box whenever possible.
So what kind of foods would you recommend to people whose schedules are like really hectic and crazy and sort of like me?
Or who forget to eat. Sometimes that happens and then hunger just bam, sneaks up on you. So I like to call that to try and find structure within the non-structure. It means that especially these days where maybe if you're working from home or your work schedule has definitely changed or your personal schedule has changed, there's still a day and a night, right? And there's still a weekday and a weekend. But during the day, things may get a little nuts. And what we don't want to do, well, what you can do is still try to have a looser structure to your day. So if you think about the day in terms of from when you wake up until midday or early afternoon, maybe that's a segment, then there's a segment mid-afternoon to late afternoon or before dinner, and then there's a segment after dinner. And if you can at least structure those types of segments, people say all the time, well, when am I supposed to eat breakfast? I actually call that first meal, because everybody's schedules vary and you don't know when somebody's going to get up. What you're trying to not happen though, is if you get up at 7 o'clock and you're not hungry, there's no law that states you need to eat breakfast. It's also, it depends a lot on what you had the night before. But if you find yourself in a pattern where you're really waiting too long to where you end up being so hungry. And what's so hungry? On a scale of 1 to 10, that's 2, 3. If you envision a gas tank, that's pretty close to empty or at least quarter tank full. If you're getting that hungry and you're letting that range appear like that so many more times throughout your day, you're not eating on a regular enough basis. And by the time you get to that point, what happens? Anything's game, right? Mm-hmm, sure. Anything. And you don't care what it is, no matter what you planned on a calmer moment, it all breaks loose.
Yeah, I definitely know those days. I don't really feel like I'm overeating. I just think I might be eating, for me, sometimes my bloating comes when I have too much yogurt. I like yogurt. I blame this one TV show called, I don't know if you ever heard of it, it's called Burn Notice. Yes. Be on the USA Today, USA Network. And I always loved Michael Weston, who says like, how do you manage to stay alive? I eat a lot of yogurt. During this pandemic, I had a picture of 48 yogurt containers in my refrigerator.
Oh, man.
While everyone's stockpiling other food, I like yogurt.
Well, everyone has their thing. That's okay. So, even when you get to that over hungry scale, it doesn't mean that you'll necessarily overeat, but your choices can be definitely different. So you may have 5 containers of yogurt when you had planned on only having 1 or 2 with something else. So, cause it's easy. It's quick. It's easy. You don't have to think about it.
So how did you get into all this nutrition?
I like to say that I come from the ancillary family, meaning that I came from.
Thanks to our sponsor to make this podcast happen. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make podcasts. Let me explain. It's free. There's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. Anchor will distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more. You can make money from your podcast with no minimum listeners. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started. Oh, by the way, I forgot to mention, it only takes about 5 to 10 minutes to set up. It's simple, easy, and the best part, it's free. So download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started today to just create your own podcast.
A father who was a pharmacist and my brothers were podiatrists. So it was always, I always had a fascination with how food, how it felt when you ate food and how, what happens when it goes into the body and how it made you feel. And a lot of that is because I grew up with myself and a family full of food sensitivities and intolerances. I guess, thankfully, no major diagnoses. I acknowledge that, but there was so much suffering, so many things that I couldn't tolerate or were sensitive to. And that's how I got into finding about nutrition, was to really first and foremost, help myself and those around me, and then to go out and educate others, because food affects people in many different ways and some people more than others. So I've made it my life's work.
In my opinion, if I could take another nutrition class or learn more about nutrition, I'm always for it, because I'm interested in nutrition. I wouldn't say I'm all interested in like so much science, but I definitely like the nutrition part of it, because that's kind of why I've been tracking my macros on my Fitness Pal, because it's just like, oh, okay, I did not get enough of this. I did not get enough of this today. And I know when I've been starting to notice a pattern with myself when I don't have enough of one nutrient. I feel off slightly, and then I was like, huh. And it's like, wow, amazing. One little nutrient I'm missing, I'm off.
That's pretty good. How about you narrow that down? That's a pretty good one. I will say this, that a lot of times when people try to help themselves with nutrition, while there's a lot you can do, of course, it starts with healthy digestion, which a lot of times people overlook. If your digestion isn't healthy, not much else that you try is going to work as best as it could. So that's also something to consider.
So what's considered as a healthy digestion?
Oh, so we can talk stool and urine. That's fine. Well, it's why not? Anything games. You want to track those patterns. So are you straining? Are you going too often? Are you not going enough? Are you getting enough fluid? And that relates to proper digestion. And it's how your body is absorbing things. So how I would absorb that yogurt might be different than how you would absorb it. And what nutrients does my body need? And when you get the nutrients that you need, digestion works properly. And when digestion works properly, you just have a better immune system functioning. You have better, every reaction in your body functions better. And if there's gaps in that, that's when things can just get worse.
Who ever thought that there's so many things that could go wrong?
Well, if you think about it, if you're trying to, let's say, okay, even maximize, well, let's take your yogurt example, if I may. So yogurt's a good source of probiotics, right? So that's that helps those good gut bacteria that we want, because that helps the brain and gut-brain connection. But if there are gaps in your digestion with how you're absorbing those probiotics, or or how you're excreting them, so it's upsetting the balance even further, or you're not able to get the benefits of those probiotics if your digestion isn't working as properly. So that's one example.
So what would it take for someone to have a good digestion? Like what do they need to eat and drink and?
Well, that's definitely going to be different for unique to each person. But, you know, when I work with people, I start with digestion. I look at their hydration. I look at their diet. You would be absolutely easy candidate because I would just get your hundreds of entries in MyFitnessPal and that would help me look at it. So, you know, I look and see what they're eating. I definitely take into account any medications or supplements because those can interfere with each other or reasons why you're taking them. If you're taking certain supplements or certain vitamins, I want to make sure that you don't have what we call in my field expensive urine. I want to make sure that it's just working for you or doing what you think you set out wanting to see what it's going to do. Is it really going to do that? And so all those things I take into consideration, and including, which is not less important, lifestyle. It's one of the reasons that I went and had a health and wellness coach onto this dietitian type degree is because a lot of information is great, but if you can't get that fit into your lifestyle, it's useless. So those are all the things that I look at when I want to help somebody with their wellness.
That's kind of how I've I thought like nutrition would be very, very hard, but I found some like alternative ways to for practicing good nutrition. Like I like to, for my lunch every single day, I like to have Shakeology from Beachbody because it is quick and easy because I'm not one of those people who loves lunch. I loved lunch when I was in in public school where I was like, oh, can you get me out of class for 45 minutes? Sweet. But now it's like, now that I have my podcast, my blog on a weekly basis, and I'm in class on virtually, I don't really like lunch.
It's a chore. It became a chore.
Yeah. And so like Shakeology and and this is not a promotion for it. I find it easy and it's cheaper than going out to get lunch every single day or it saves me just a few extra minutes than having to create a whole big mess in my kitchen.
Well, you know, if that works for you, but occasionally we like to mix it up. Add some, you know, every once in a while, have some actual food or just, you know, make sure that even the types of flavors that you choose don't have too many other additives in them. And that's where people, you know, people with shakes and bars all the time. I'm not saying, you know, once in a while or, you know, relying on it heavily during the week, for example, they work for people and that has its place, but it's a matter of understanding that.
Today's episode is brought to you by HelloFresh. Do you feel like you are stuck in a dinner rut? With HelloFresh, you get fresh pre-measured ingredients with mouth-watering seasonal recipes delivered right to your door. Skip all those trips to the grocery store and count on HelloFresh to make your home cooking easy, fun, and affordable. You can now enjoy cooking and get dinner on the table in 30 minutes or less. With over 25 recipes to choose from each week, there is something for everyone to enjoy. All recipes are designed and tested by professional chefs and nutritional experts to ensure deliciousness and simplicity.
We are audiostack.ai.
Combining AI writing, the best synthetic voices,
with production and delivery.
Be it ads, podcasts, or VOs for video.
Just like this ad. How would you utilize AI audio? For free.
Go to audiostack.ai/contest.
Give us just a few details.
And you could replace this spot and be heard by millions.
See webpage for T's and C's. audiostack.ai/contest.
Go to the link in our show notes to get $80 off, including the free shipping on HelloFresh, the number one meal kit. The code is use at checkout HFAFF80 for the discount.
If you take the example of a piece of fruit, what's your favorite piece of fruit?
I'd probably say bananas and blueberries.
Okay, so let's take blueberries. So I could market a pill, a supplement that says this has 500 units of things that come from blueberries. Okay, that's good for you, right? But what we don't know yet, still in science, is that if I gave you a half a cup or even a half a cup or a cup of blueberries, fresh blueberries or frozen, what if that 500 components that pill touted really had 1,000, 100,000, a million components by eating the blueberry in its fresh form? And that's what we don't know. So if you're going to have things like shakes and bars, just, you know, mix it up with some food once in a while, some food that you can chew.
Well, I did put frozen fruit in.
There you go. See, you boosted that
well,
nutrition.
I'm just saying, I mean, like overall, I had the shake, but I also put some frozen fruit in it and a little bit of oats in it just to.
For some staying power.
Yeah, but I like something quick. I don't like to create like 6 million other dishes. I mean, for dinner and breakfast, I'm like breakfast occasionally. I'm like, yeah, okay. It's like I like to start my day. I like to end my day. I don't mind like ending my day with dishes. I just don't like at lunchtime. It's like I want something so I can take it on the go if I need to, or have it in within like 5 minutes, and I just tend to, I don't have to quickly make it or think of something, because I used to have like a lot of lunch meat stuff, and then I saw this like pink goo in one of my lunch meats, and it's like,
oh, we don't want that.
Like,
no.
Poison or what?
Well, also it takes a teeny, teeny bit. It sounds like it's overwhelming, but it's not when it gets into play. If you could pick a day of the week, let's say Sunday, let's say Monday, that you make sure that what's in your house are these quick grabbing items. So if you want a quick meal and the items aren't there, it's even worse, right? So if you can take a moment, ideally we like before the work week or the Monday through Friday week starts, and then take stock again like Thursday or Friday, something for the weekend, because weekdays still have a different rhythm than weekends. So if on, for example, a Sunday or the weekend, you think, all right, what's going on this week? I need to make sure I have the lunches around, make sure I have the yogurts, make sure I have the frozen fruits, make sure, you know, I have supply of the shakes or bars, if that's what you're going to use. Or you can add it with some other types of foods to have around, because you know lunch, for example, you want quicker. And then by Thursday, you see, what do I have left for the week, or what's going on this weekend? And that kind of can balance out the grocery shopping or however you shop in the pandemic. But yeah, if you take that moment to plan, and it can take as little as 5 or 10 minutes, you at least avoid, when you want to have something quick, if it's not there, that's a bigger problem.
Well, I definitely know what you mean by that. I have tried that for a while, but lately I've gotten off of it, of doing that, because I'm also in the middle of selling my house. And so people come look at my house, like around different times. So I was like, oh, this really blows. So, and sometimes they did come around lunch. So I was like, yep, shake it is.
Yeah, but if that Shake's not in the house, that's a problem too. So
the Shake is always in the house.
Okay.
I got a nice big bag, 30 scoops, last me all month.
So there's place in your pantry for the shakes, and there's place in the refrigerator for the yogurts. You are all set.
Yeah, exactly.
You're all set. It's all good.
By no means, I'm not saying it's going to work for everyone, but I mean, just for me, it works.
That's okay. That's all good.
So, what do you eat on a daily basis?
What do I eat? Ooh, there's the question. So let's see. Normally, this is interesting. I've never actually been directly asked this, so I'm okay answering it. But I tend to not eat right when I get up. I will have I'll have a cup of coffee. Usually it's half a cup, half caffeine. It's not half a cup, but it's half caffeine because I can't tolerate caffeine well. Let's just add that to the list of sensitivities. I'll have that with, I sometimes put almond milk in it, sometimes regular milk, sometimes a soy milk. Sometimes I'll add, little types of, my latest are called, they're called adaptogens. I won't veer too far, but they're herbal supplements that can help, for example, adapt to stress. So one of them is just, if you've heard of lion's mane, it's a mushroom type powder. It's a legal good mushroom. It's not a funky one. But that helps with like focus and energy, things like that. I can't have a lot of those things, but sometimes I like to play with that. So I'll start out with that kind of cup and I'll get hungry. This is all pandemic, by the way. I'll get hungry maybe around 9 or 10. And what did I have this morning? I made an egg white omelet and I did put in, this isn't planted. It's real, Jimmy. I put in some frozen artichoke hearts. So I put those in and with sauteed onions. And that was the omelet-ish that I had at around, when was that? Maybe like 10:30. So then I'll probably eat something around 3 or 4 and then dinner. That's the highlight of it.
Well, for me, I break my meals up. I usually have like 6 small meals during the day.
Okay.
Because I also do karate on different weird days and nights at different weird times. Like on Mondays, at the moment is at 12 noon. And then like Wednesdays at 8 o'clock. And then Fridays at 7:15.
Are these still classes that are running? That's cool.
Yeah, they're all on Zoom, but they do have in person. But right now I don't have a car, and that's a long story for another time.
What belt are you? I know a little bit.
Well, I actually just got to promote to my low green belt yesterday.
Very nice. Congratulations. That's a big deal.
Thanks. And I have the 6 meals because the 6 small meals because I know I need to keep eating because if I don't, I guess I know once I don't have enough energy or enough water in my body for karate class. I've seen people like literally almost faint in karate class. And it's like, that's never going to be me.
Yeah. Or they get hurt because you're in the middle of a kata and you don't have energy and you just fall over.
Yeah. And it's like, I mean, and it's like, it's all kickboxing class. And like, we used to be able to spar with each other, but not during this pandemic. But, but when I was working with people, like even on the heavy bags, I seen this one person who had just to like sit down for like five minutes because it was like, oh, I did not eat enough. And my sensei give him or her a protein bar and that gives them the rest of the energy for the rest of the class. But I was like, that's never going to be me. Not because of like, not because I'm like cocky or anything, but there was one time where I like ate too much for karate And I was like, I'll never do that again. But,
that's not good either.
I kind of spread out my meals like, okay, small, 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 mm-hmm. small. Get enough for karate. And then after karate, a little bit more and right to bed. And I was like, I'm not going to. And I was like, I learned my lesson.
But that's the thing is you're using nutrition to fuel your day. And that's what more people need to pay attention to, because you can fuel it constructively for yourself, or it can really get in your way. And I think that's just the awareness is that nutrition has that power, and you have the choice to make those choices.
Plus, you can also think of it as a way, if you feel it throughout the day, and it's like, if you're like me, who sits at their desk a lot because everything is on the computer and I don't have one of the standing desks, I can't afford one. I got enough stuff to afford. Like, you can think of it as like, okay, I'm going to get up for an hour, go downstairs, get a snack, take a break for 15 minutes, and come back upstairs, and you're walking, you're standing while you're having a snack, and you're done. And it's like, so now you're not sitting all day long. You're getting up, walking around, and you're also standing, so you're giving your body enough time to, it's like, I was just in a sitting position for like an hour. And it's like, well, now I'm giving you a freaking break. And
yeah, definitely. I will say this, that there's something that is called non-exercise activity time. So if you think about pre-pandemic, all the times that you were either in and out of your car or up and down a workplace, or just getting the things that you normally did required your body to move in some way, whether or not it was, I'm not talking about formalized activities like karate or like going to work out, but all those other little things, they compromised your non-exercise activity time. And what's happened to a lot of people during the pandemic is they've essentially lost steps, is really kind of what it is. So they've lost all that. And when we get that rhythmic movement and we get more non-exercise activity time, we actually help our brains and it helps us feel better. So when you feel better, you make better nutrition choices. If you don't feel as well, the choices aren't as well. And this is how the vicious cycle takes effect too.
So I have a question for you. Mm-hmm. Would you consider reading a book on what was the word you used?
Non-exercise activity time, or mm-hmm. non-exercise activity thermogenesis. That's really the word, but we say time.
Would you consider that as one of those?
What? Reading a book?
Yeah.
Well, if you were, well, no, because you're sitting. But if you were listening to an audiobook while you're walking, that works, you know, or you got to be
done
moving.
That before.
Yeah. See,
I also did that during podcasting too. Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, not for my podcast. I mean, I was listening to other people's podcasts. That would be interesting.
Well, I can say that everybody's pets, including mine, have benefited from the pandemic. So I get a few more walks with my dogs.
I always feel bad for those commercials when you see dogs like, hey, you want to go for a walk? And then they're hiding underneath the table. It's like,
Yeah, those are funny.
I miss my dogs. I haven't had dogs since my last dog passed away last year. It's been tough during this pandemic without them, because we had like pictures with them up, and it's like, man, can we get some dogs now? And of course, my dad looked at the price of dogs and was like, $3,000, holy crap. And I was like, damn.
No, go to a shelter. Both my dogs are rescue dogs.
How much are shelter dogs?
It depends. I mean, you know, some shelters, they include the shots, some don't, all that stuff. But you can get about maybe 150 to 300 total.
Yeah, the only thing I get scared of about that is because my uncle, who has really great luck with dogs. They're crazy as heck. Like, he had this one dog where that if you look at her, she bites you. And I was like,
oh, that's not good.
And I was like, screw this stupid little dog.
Yeah, that doesn't make for a pet. That makes for, that's hard.
Honestly, I never did anything to that dog, but I never liked that dog whatsoever. And then, like, and now he has this as a dog that she just keeps, like,
There are so many ads these days wherever you go. There are ads in movie theaters, on TV, on radio, and on billboards. So why would you want to listen to ads in a podcast? Subscribe to the Crazy Fitness Guy Premium Podcast to get these exclusive benefits. Listen ad-free. Behind-the-scenes access. Access to our free Facebook community. And so much more. Become a premium member for only $5 per month. To learn more about the Crazy Fitness Guy Premium Podcast, go to crazyfitnessguy.com/healthylivingpodcast or click on the Premium Podcast link in the show notes. Now let's get back to the show.
He is barking every time when he leaves the house or every time he visits, and he brings her with him to our shore house. Like when he goes to go down to the beach, and I'm not ready to go down to the beach yet. I'm hearing her bark and everything. It's like, no, no, no.
Yeah, no, that's not good. But no, pets are fun. But if you definitely want to make an effort to pet or no pet or book or no pet to get that time in to kind of walk around. So if you say, so that I'm from Chicago area, remember, I grew up in Michigan. Okay, so not that far, but the time zone was still the furthest west of the Eastern time zone. So when I first came to Chicago, I was working in one of the hospitals, and it was December, so it was after daylight savings time ended. And about 3:30, I'm running around the hospital saying, is anyone not noticing the storm? There's a storm coming. And they're like, Elisa, that's sunset. I'm like, you've got to be kidding me. Sunset at 3:30? On a Friday, I was, oh no. So I probably still haven't gotten really used to it, but I will definitely try and there are some bright spots. Take advantage of this time during the pandemic where in between things, while it's still light out, I can take a quick walk where that probably definitely didn't happen as often before. So.
Well, for me, during the pandemic, I never really thought I would be able to start a podcast, but I started on around April for when Crazy Fitness Guy turned 3 years old.
Oh, that's great.
And I've been never up and running since. But yeah, so there's pros and cons to the pandemic, depending on how you look at. And trust me, there's some days where I really want to yell at some scientists and say, make a freaking vaccine.
We're getting there.
Yeah. 2025, here we come.
We'll see.
But do you have any other tips for people?
So there's that one about meal planning. Definitely, I would say that if you could try to have one meal that includes all plants and isn't in a box or a shake package. Sorry. Try to have one and see how that goes. Because the more that we can do that for our bodies with how these times are stressful and with other things that we might grab and go because of the nature of being more cooped up, that if we can still remember to have that, to nourish our bodies, it will definitely help with food and mood and just overall function.
Well, and trust me, I do have other food. It's just lunchtime and everything else. But I mean, I have stuff for breakfast. I have other stuff for breakfast, and I have other stuff for dinner. But just that lunch, middle of the day.
Yeah, I got a plan for that too. I do. Yeah,
planning.
No, don't fall over. I do have a digestive evaluation, which is on my website, and that's complimentary. So if you ever want to get a quick snapshot of how your digestion is and a place where to start, that is definitely something that is worth doing before we kind of look into other anythings with whatever anybody wants to do. To start with healthy digestion is a good foundation. And that's that one you can find directly on my website, which is liveyourbest365.com, or you can go and get it at liveyourbest365.com/quiz. But that's a good way to start to evaluate your own digestion and have some very interesting conversation over the holidays.
Did you create the quiz?
I did that with parts of it. I do that with a program. My goodness, I have just a bunch of colleagues and content programs with that. So,
how does it determine? Like if you have a healthy digestion?
Well, really, it's just when I say it's a quiz and it's an evaluation, it just goes through about how your stool patterns are, your urine patterns, your travel, your sleep, your hydration. And it gives you a snapshot of things to think about in terms of how healthy your digestion is.
Oh, you definitely got to send me that link over, because I might just have to try this, because.
Excellent. It's on the website.
I'll take a snapshot and show it on Instagram.
Absolutely.
People might say, what is this person doing?
What is that?
That is my digestion system.
It won't be compromising, I promise.
Shh, Google can hear that.
I know.
Their data mining techniques. Actually, that's not what I'm doing for my research paper.
There you go.
They probably won't like me for it, but
no, maybe not.
Oh well, sue me. So before we finish up, where can people follow you?
I'm on Facebook primarily. I do Facebook Lives, Live Your Best 365 with Elisa Bloom, and I'm Live Your Best 365 over on Instagram too.
And just out of curiosity, perhaps if you do a Facebook Live, do you have any guests?
Yeah, we can definitely, but we'll need guests.
Can I be one?
There you go. And I will, I'll thank you with some yogurt. Yeah, send that over to you.
Hey, Michael Weston will be proud of me.
There you go.
This episode is sponsored by Burners. Man, I wish.
No kidding.
Man, if only I could get sponsorship. Too bad they didn't put any reruns on TV for very long.
Oh.
I have all the DVDs. Anyway, let's definitely follow each other and let's stay in touch.
Thank you for having me.
And thanks for being on Crazy Fitness Guys Healthy Living Podcast, where all the crazy happens.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply at LifeMD.com. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
If you've struggled for years to lose weight and have given up hope, did you know you can now access GLP-1 prescription medications through LifeMD? LifeMD is now offering eligible patients online access to GLP-1s, the breakthrough prescription medication that can help you lose body fat and weight. Listen to what people are saying.
You just take your shot. It doesn't feel like you're on a diet. What I wasn't expecting it to do was to shut off the food noise. This was life-altering, and if I can do it, I feel like anybody can do it.
And here's the best part. Your insurance may cover 100% of the cost of your medication. So go to TryLifeMD.com to have your eligibility checked right now. Get started today at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.